Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gus Johnson now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Gus, I've been listening to a lot of people talk NBA basketball over the last couple of days, and everybody agrees that Bucks-Celtics game was the most entertaining over the weekend, man.
Oh, man, wasn't that a great game? That's one of the best games I've seen in a long, long time. I tell you, they both teams just, those players gave everybody a show.
So,
unfortunately, like you said, the Bucks came out a little short on that.
Yeah, one of the big issues that I've talked about with this Bucks team is it seems like they play a really solid 3.5 quarters of basketball, and it's that half quarter that usually ends up hurting them, and they dig themselves a hole often and have to expel a bunch of energy trying to dig out of it. Give me your thoughts on this Bucks team as a whole, because we've seen them beat big teams in big games, and then we've seen them falter, and they just haven't been able to get it done consistently.
Well, I think, you know, rebounding is a problem for the Bucks. They give up a lot of second chance points in the paint. I think that in that particular game, the first game, turnovers was a problem. So maybe they were nervous. I don't know. But I think with the Bucks, they have so many talented players. When you look at Antetokounmpo and Middleton and Bledsoe and Jabari Parker, when he gets in gear finally. They've got good parts, but I think what they're lacking is a character to win games like that. You know, we play in the Eastern Conference, so this is the home of LeBron James and prior to him, Michael Jordan. So you have to have a certain kind of character to win big games, to win playoff series. I don't know what that necessarily means for Milwaukee, but I know that they're young. You know, Giannis is 23, Jabari is 23, Middleton's 26, Bledsoe's 28, so they got young guys. And Jason Kidd was saying it all along. And, you know, maybe we turned deaf to what he was saying, but he told us these guys are young, they're kids, and they're still learning. And I think that's what the deal is.
So Joe and I are sitting here talking off the air. There's this group of, you know, loud, vigilant Twitter people that say the analytics say that Jabari Parker probably shouldn't play because things don't go their way when Jabari Parker does. What do you say to the group that says, hey, Jabari had a bad game, and the analytics show that they're better off without him than they are better with him?
I don't know what I would say to the analytical people. I don't. I think the analytics play a part, but at the same time, there's feel. You know, there's feel. There's analytics can't measure a person's heart and can't measure how hard a person is going to try. So, I mean, I don't know a lot about analytics. Marcus Johnson is better at that than me. That's not my area. But I think Jabari Parker is the kind of guy that if he can find a rhythm, he can change the series because he's going to give you buckets. So that's what I would say.
It's interesting because last year in that Toronto series, we all felt that had Jabari been healthy and still putting up good numbers, that they end up winning that series because of Jabari's presence. And now, you know, how quickly things have turned, and he seems to become the target.
I mean, why are we listening to these analytics?
Right, right. No, I agree with it. And the other thing, Gus, I got to be honest with you. If he was a starter and it was the same five all the time, and he would have been like the Achilles heel in the same five, that's one thing. But you're talking about a different rotation and a guy that was thrown into the fire and comes off the bench and has to work with many different groupings of people. How can you lay that all on the at the feet of one guy?
Is that what they're doing?
That's kind of what they're doing. It's frustrating.
What do you think about that?
I think it's crap.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I agree with you. Analytics has its place because you can.
I don't really know about analytics. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
And I think the analytics, you know, I guess this comes all the way back to what Billy Beane with the Oakland A's. He's a guy. Brad Pitt made a movie about him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he still didn't win. Did he win a World Series?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I think, you know, that's all great. You know, you see it in football all the time. It's a combine. Oh, the guy ran a 4.2. The guy bench pressed 225 26 times.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has a 42-inch vertical. And gets out on the. I mean, you know, he looks like Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
Gets on the field, play like Jane.
Right.
So, I mean, Jabari Parker averaged 20 points and 7 rebounds last year when he was healthy.
Yeah.
I think 7 rebounds. He's second overall pick. The boy can play.
Yep.
The man can play. It's just with Milwaukee, it's just they got to put it together. I mean, it's just they don't have the character. And that's not analytics.
Right. That's a great term. I've been saying it's almost an immaturity for the ability to learn how to win. And maybe character might be a better one. Yeah.
It's not the coach. You know, Jason was there, now Joe is here, and they're experiencing the same thing. It's just a maturity, a character to learn how to win games. Remember now, you know, these are the best players in the world. And I think, to me, I was thinking about this last night. I don't remember who I was watching. Oh, I was watching Cleveland the other day, and yesterday I was watching the interviews with Coach Ty Lue. And Coach Lue, in so many words, without saying it, was saying that LeBron cannot sit around and wait to see how the game is going to play out. He said that LeBron needs to be an alpha dog from the very beginning to the very end. I think the same thing with Giannis, man. Giannis is such a nice kid. He tries so hard to be a good teammate. He's averaging, during the regular season, 33 against the Celtics. You know what? To win this game, to win this series, he might have to have 45. You know, Sometimes Jordan would score 40 to win or 50. You know, There's your analytics. Okay, Giannis, go score 45.
Yeah. We were just talking with Brian Anderson a few moments ago before we had you on, and I asked Brian because people say, well, Giannis is – He's accumulating a lot of great numbers, but there's something to be said about legacy when it comes to the postseason, about the ability to throw your team on its back. I don't know how much more he can do because I don't know how much more game he has at the present time. Certainly he's going to get better, but I don't know if he has enough game to go out and score 45.
Yeah, he can. He's averaging 30. Yeah, what did he have yesterday? The other day,
35.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's a mentality. See, here's the deal, and this is what I find very interesting with the Bucks, and I see it a lot with college ball too. Sometimes the best player needs to be selfish, because through his selfishness, he is actually being unselfish with his team. That's what I think. You know, best player, give him the ball, get out the way. LeBron, you might have to have 40 tonight to beat Indiana. Giannis, you might have to score 40. And that's okay. And your teammates understand. That's the deal. You know, be the alpha dog from the very beginning. Don't wait. Don't try to get your teammates involved. I mean, get them involved. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get yourself involved. You got to get yourself a rhythm. You got to be the focal point. You got to put the ball in the basket. So, I mean, if anything, that's what I see. I see that in a way. The Bucks don't have a true leader. Who's the guy that – we know Giannis is the best player, but who's the guy that's leading them? And I think that's going to develop over time.
We talk about that. We do a Thursday night show, and you know that talks Milwaukee Bucks basketball. We've had numerous players come on, and the one common thread has been selfishness. At times they play selfish. And so I agree with you. And – is this team unselfish enough to then allow Giannis to say, get out of my way?
See, that's what I think. That's the question. Can the analytic people answer that one for us?
No, they can't answer that. That's for
darn
sure.
Answer that question. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, numbers, you know, they always say numbers don't lie, which is true. But there's something deeper than that. You know, there is the human condition. Can the players allow Giannis to be the alpha dog that he is? Will they let Giannis put them on his back? Or whomever. If it's Chris Middleton or if it's Eric Bledsoe, but I don't think so. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's one of the top 10 players, in my opinion, in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I think Philly learned that last night. You know, it was nice to beat Miami in the first game, but now, you know, Joel Embiid, You wish that guy was on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wish he was on the floor.
Right.
Because he's the best player on their team.
Gus, always a pleasure to chat with you, man. It's great talking to you, and we're looking forward to game two, and hopefully the Bucks walk away with a victory. I think this is big tonight. Is this one of those I know it's only game two, but is this a must-win for a team that hasn't been able to do it consistently all season long?
It's not a must win, but it's a game you really want. I mean, I think that if you can get this one, you know, going back to Milwaukee for the next two, you feel real confident. So I think they need it. You know, it's doggone near a must win, but, you know, it's not a must win because you got plenty of basketball to play.
Always good, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it. There you go. Gus Johnson, television voice of the Bucks, and as frank and as honest as you're going to get. Basically saying, look, this team doesn't have a leader. Giannis is too damn nice, and he's got to alpha dog it up. Should he get that kind of criticism? I don't even know if it's called criticism. I think it's just more honesty than anything. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648. Interesting words coming from Gus Johnson. Giannis has to alpha dog it, and is this team unselfish enough to be able to allow him to do so? And then on the other side of things, the whole analytics, if you're one of these analytics people screaming that you shouldn't have Jabari out there, tell us why now. Now that you've had a chance to listen to Gus with 30-plus years of experience looking at this thing. 855-830-8648 and the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.